Coaches Game Day, built by coaches for coaches. I am personally inviting you to review a fantastic membership-based website for coaches, athletic directors, sports organizations, and athletic departments. Coaches Game Day assists coaches, ADs, teams, schools, and athletic organizations in the areas of budgeting, scheduling, automatic game communications, fundraising, and key forum access. This website offers patented programming not currently available in other programming that is readily used in the athletic environment, all within simple computer or phone access. Use this following link, coachesgameday.com/2ref=KevinF1. Use the coupon code CGD25 to get a special discount. Thank you for listening. Hey coaches, Kevin Furtado here with the Championship Vision Podcast, coming at you with our newest segment, 10 to Win, supported by Shoot 360. Today we have episode 306 and part 6 of our 10 to Win series. As you know, each week we have one topic to discuss with two of Shoot 360's most experienced coaches, retired college coach Brad Barbarick and former high school and college coach Brad Butterworth, and a high-intense way to introduce keys that will help you build your program, important concepts to consider, and even breaking down some X's and O's, as well as polarizing topics such as NIL, shot clock, and more. We put 3 minutes on the clock for each coach to discuss their topic and hope you'll pick up something that will spur you to reach out to us and engage in even more discussion. Coaches are best when we learn from each other. We want to learn from you, so don't forget to reach out and provide your own opinions. 10 to Win, supported by Shoot 360. With the opening tip now completed, let's dive right into the first possession. We're here today to talk about tactics to practice planning. Now you're off and running. Coaches, here we go again. This is episode 6. Of our 10 to Win series on that. So excited to be back with Brad Butterworth and Brad Barber. Coaches, welcome back.
Yes, man.
See, Coach.
Let's go.
Hey, today's a great topic. One of my favorites. I consider myself really I love designing practices. I love trying to see improve my, because really that's where improvement comes in, is really in practice. That's where you teach, that's where you get your players better. Today, we're starting taking tactics to practice planning. And we're going to jump right in here, Coach. Y'all ready to go? We're going to throw the ball up. Y'all ready?
Ready.
All right. Let's do it. I have three coaches I want to mention that, I've stolen a lot of ideas. But the first coach is Gene Durden out of Buford High School. What I learned from Gene was practice effort and intensity. How do you get your players to practice hard? He's the master of that. And Gene taught me a lot about that, and I really kind of use a lot of his ideas. The other person is Alicia Komati. She's the head girls coach at Sierra Canyon High School out of Chatsworth, California. Probably one of the best programs in the country. I learned a lot about practice organization. How do you design practices? How do you design your name your drills? How do you organize your practices? She's one of the best. So coaches, if you want any information, go to her website. But Alicia Komaki is excellent practice coach. And the other person is Mike May. He's the creator of Practice Planner Live software. Great practice organizer that I use and I highly recommend. I'm going to first talk about our standards. It's be early, stay late. We call it warrior time. If you're late, obviously you're going to pay a price for that. We want our kids being on time, staying late, working on their game. Do the extraordinary, do a little bit extra than what people expect, and commit all the time. Not your spare time, but commit all the time. I want to talk about a few things, and your practices should mimic the games as much as possible, coaches. And I try to do that in my practices. And I have a philosophy called scrimmage, drill, scrimmage. And I'll give you an example. I'm going to talk about that really quick. And that is, right when we come into practice, we'll do a dynamic warm-up like everybody does. I mean, we call it Nike because it's a Nike warm-up that I stole from a great coach. And then we get right into a scrimmage game really early. Get the blood flowing. I want to see what my players are all about. And one of my favorite games is what I call the get back drill. It's a 2-on-2 transition drill. And it's one of the best drills where we line up two different teams. And we go play 2-on-2. So, Brad, we go 2-on-2. The team that gets possession of the ball will outlet to their team on the sides. Mm-hmm. The two offensive players have to sprint back and match up. I got ball. Point and talk. And then it's the same thing coming back. So it's a great drill. We use it all the time. And then we kind of add 3-on-3 if we have enough players. But then after that, you know, after the game, we go, hey, you know, we talk to them, what we did well, what we didn't. And then what I do is I do a 1-minute fix-it drill where I find something that they're not doing well. Let's say we're not stopping the ball. So we'll do a quick on-the-ball drill, just 1 minute with a partner. Or let's say that we had opportunities to take charges. We do like a 1-minute charge drill. Or we're not making good, solid catches or passes. We'll do a 1-minute, what I call fix-it drill. And then we go into our kind of our normal progression. But we always scrimmage, drill correct, and then go back to scrimmage, drill. It's constant throughout my practices because I want my practices mimicking games. Yeah. So I just wanted to share that, my key point for trying to simulate games. I think us as coaches, we get so drill conscious. Like, that's a great drill, but it doesn't help us for the game. Coach Butter, how am I doing?
You got about a minute left.
Great. I want to talk also about a few things that we do. I maximize water breaks. I think water breaks is the most wasted time in practice. We do what we call make five. You got to make 5 free throws and you get water and then we're back ready to go. I don't waste time for water breaks. I think it's the most wasted time in high school and college practices. Also, I have what I call a win chart. I keep track of all the wins my players are getting in practice. I want to know who's competing. So if you were the first one to me, like when we have a timeout, I'll call a 30-second timeout throughout practice. My players better sprint. If you're the last one, boy, everybody's going to do it again. But if you're the first one, I give you a win. So we have a big win board that we keep track of who the winners and who, hate to say it, who are the losers. Yeah. So, I mean, you're competing in my practices and we keep track of stuff. Part of that is we also grade effort. I call it my effort chart, and that is effort, enthusiasm, taking charges, and coachability. So my coaches are constantly marking things down in practice. And we want to know at the end of practice, like who are doing these things well. So those are just a few things that I add to the practice to try to maximize and try to get our players playing more game-like in practice. And then the last thing really quick is I validate drills. If you win a drill, you got to make free throws for order to get that win. If not, then you will run. You will get a loss. So that's pressure free throws right there. All right, coaches, I have, of course, a lot more stuff, but I just wanted to kind of share that a little bit.
Man, that is good stuff right there, Coach Furtado. I love what you were talking about, you know, drill and scrimmage. I'm going to talk a little bit philosophically here, what I learned, you know, over my 25 years as a head coach and you know, 33 years total, you know, in college basketball. When I first started out as a coach, as a small college coach, it's very similar to being a high school coach. You have 2 hours of practice time and there's probably somebody coming on before you. There's somebody coming on after you. And in our situation, you know, I shared the gym with volleyball and I shared the gym with women's basketball. And we had to really make sure that our time was really well organized and maximized. And so I really felt like everything had to be planned down to the minute. And I stuck with that for many, many years. And what I learned was that I think you have to be flexible as a coach. The flexibility when things aren't going well to change. And, you know, basketball is such a fluid activity. It's dynamic. It's you have to be able to adjust quickly when you play the game. And I learned that's probably one of the greatest things I learned as a coach. I did a lot more scrimmaging the last decade as a head coach than I did, you know, the first decade. Mm-hmm. It really, really, we spent a ton of time in practicing, scrimmaging types of competitive. Everything was competitive. We kept track of everything. Always wanted our players to compete, whether it was in free throws. You know, we kept the free throw ladder. We charted every free throw took in practice. You know, many college programs, you know, chart every shot that's taken by players. They have a team of managers do that. I certainly didn't have that luxury, and most high school coaches certainly don't. But we kept track. You know, there was always a winner. There was always a loser in every drill. I got to throw out a quote because it's a good one. I used to use it a lot as a young coach, and it's a Bobby Knight quote, and I loved it. You know, he would say, everybody has the will to win, but not everyone has the will to prepare. And the preparation component as a coach, I learned this from John Wooden working his camps. He would spend, you know, hours and hours planning his practice. And like you, Coach Furtado, like you, Coach Butter, I love practice. And that was my classroom to teach, you know, my young men about the game of basketball and certainly the game of life, which we've talked about previously. And I felt like if we could teach life lessons, you know, every day in our practice, we always started every practice with a thought of the day. We had an emphasis of the day for our practices, basketball related. You know, it might be, you know, we're going to stop middle penetration, or we're going to focus on blockouts. And we would come back to that throughout, much like you would go to a skill drill, you know, a 1 minute skill drill. We might stop and go to a drill if we're not focusing on that emphasis of the day. And, you know, that's just my kind of general overview as far as tactics and generalizations for good practices. So many high school coaches have to do it by themselves or have one assistant. So you have to be so organized. And for, you know, my first 10 years, I had one assistant coach, and he was coming from another job, and I had to get everything. And a lot of times, you know, we'd be on the phone earlier in the day trying to get it planned, but I was in charge, and that's more of the high school format. And so it is imperative that you prepare, you know, to have good practices, that you're organized. But I think you also have to have that flexibility when things aren't going well. That's my 3 minutes.
I love it.
Love it, Double.
Man, the fact of the matter is there's nothing that I'm going to cover that hasn't already been covered here. I mean, you've already got the gold, right? I think what the thing that we could probably do the best is interact with these coaches who are listening and provide them sample practice plans. You know, I have in my possession right now Brad Margaret's practice plans that I stole from him and put kind of like into our own programming, even at Shoot 360. Especially from the quote of the day stuff that you are doing, Coach. I really enjoyed the way you opened up practice and some of the ones that I got to view. Obviously, we as basketball coaches love to go watch other practices, continue to do that, coaches. Go watch as many coaches that you can. If I can just encourage you guys to do one thing, if you're a boys basketball coach at high school level, go watch women's Division I basketball practices. When I was a basketball coach at the varsity level for boys, I loved going to University of Tennessee and watching their basketball practice, watching Coach Summit, the way she kind of lit into those girls and the athleticism sometimes at that level can tend to translate over, especially if you're at the boys varsity level. So here's four words that I want everybody to kind of keep in mind: competitive, measured, repetitive, timely. Every single practice that I had needed to be competitive on every level of that particular practice. We did things you had to earn your way into shooting. If you were going to take a 3-point shot, you better have earned it. And in a game, meaning, and if you didn't earn the right or the privilege rather to shoot then you are going to take it. So we delineated our kids in red, yellows, and greens. And if you wanted to be a green, then you needed to test your way into green. And those tests weren't static shooting. It was being able to chart those shots over the course of a practice. It was being able to be in one-on-one drills against a defender in live scenarios and test your way into shooting. We did that on so many levels, whether it was shooting. We always had four elements of basketball that governed everything: pass, dribble, shoot, defend. Okay. And we tested all of those elements. Rebounding kind of fell into that defense category. So if you wanted to be relied upon, if you wanted to get those really strategic and heavy game minutes, you wanted to be in when the game mattered, you needed to be a green or a yellow at all four elements. So that's that competitive level. And that also kind of vent overlays with measured as well. I always wanted to ensure that lots of scrimmages were going on. We did a lot of our skill stuff in the early part of the year and the off season. It was time to play and to reflect game environments as much as possible. Obviously time and score situations. Repetitive. I got one for you, Coach B. All right. I'm going to throw out another Bobby for you. And I know you've heard this before. Bobby Huggins, got to trick players into thinking that they're learning new concepts, but they're not, right? We gotta trick players into working on the same thing every single day and then believing that they're not working on the same things every single day, right? So it's keeping that content fresh, but you're still working on this, on pass, dribble, shoot, defend. I always did a skill of the day as well. Whether it was working on offensive rebounding, whether it was working on top side, bottom side, zone, help the helper concepts. There was always a segment that was dedicated specifically for a skill of the day. And then timely, ensuring that you're there on time, ensuring that you're ending on time. I always told my younger coaches, man, end on time. These parents have they have other things to get to. They're there to pick up these freshmen and these sophomores. They've got to get you want to earn trust, get them out the door on time.
Right.
And it's the little things sometimes, right? What else here? Oh man, you said it, Coach Barbrick. I loved it. You got to be flexible. I have seen coaches that are so in tune to their 3 to 6 to 7 minute shell that they don't allow that flexibility. Guys, what are you going to do when you're in a game scenario and your scouted players who wasn't a 3-point shooter hits 4 in a row? Scout goes out the window. Okay. Don't let that kid shoot anymore. All right. So you have to have that pivot point and be agile as a basketball coach. So that's pretty much it, guys. Competitive, measured, repetitive, timely. You know, have something that governs your practice planning, like those four concepts, or pass, dribble, shoot, defend.
Awesome.
Excellent. Excellent. Great concepts, Coach. Thank you so much. But before you guys go, give Butter, first of all, give me your best drill. Or just best activity. Some people are game-like yeah. drill, whatever. What's the
all
best
right, one? I've got two for you. I love this concept of lining people up, you know, baseline, lining the defense up on the free throw line, you calling out one number, touches the baseline, get back, right? But what I got to be around IUPUI for a couple of years, and they did that, but with a variation, right? So what they did was they actually put two offensive players at that free throw line level with three defenders. And then you flip-flop that, of course, on the baseline, right? So that now you've got actually two offensive players that have an advantage and are already 15 feet down the court. Okay, so you know, you still have a defender that's touching the line. So those two defenders that are getting back, man, they got to sprint their butt to the hole, man, and then turn and fan and face, right? The other one I absolutely love is circle the wagon. It's some people call it the blood drill. Circle the wagon is basically just an attitude drill for rebounding. You've got three. What I do is I put three teams one at the half court circle, one on one sideline, and the other one at the other sideline. And there's probably four or five people per team, right? I said, send me one person from your team as a representative. They come and they start circling around me. I can go anywhere on the court. I'm just going to jack up the shot. And it's an all-out brawl to go get the ball. But it doesn't end with just the possession. We talk about a lot of P's in the game. The poise, possess the ball with poise and patience, right? So they have to get the ball back to me with that pass. Right. So it ends when they get the ball back to me. So the drill is live and you can go murder that person until that ball gets into my hands. And so I'm just trying to teach attitude there that the possession is what matters. The possession of the ball.
Love it.
Hey, one additional thing, guys, and I'm sorry, this is actually ironic that I'm talking about this. Wasted talking. Yes. Okay. Coach talked about wasted time at the water. My God, how long are water breaks, man? You're absolutely right about that, Coach Kev. But wasted talking. Sometimes you don't need to correct every single thing, coaches. Let them learn kinesthetically through those mistakes.
That's great advice. Great advice. Another podcast right there, man.
Yeah.
Double you B, know, favorite.
Yeah, I got a great drill that we started doing a few years back, and we call it three possession drill. So we'll start in the half court on defense and give the ball to the offense, and make or miss, we transition, make or miss, we come back, and then we stay on a make or miss. So it's three possessions. And then you flip-flop it because obviously one team started with the basketball and got two possessions, the other one got three, and you flip-flop it. And what that does for us is it focuses on half-court execution. It focuses on transition defense. It focuses on your fast break, early offense opportunities, getting out and going on a miss or going on a make, whatever the situation you know, presents itself. And so it's very game-like, but it's structured. And we would keep score of that. Did a lot of that. Sometimes we'd go five possessions. Sometimes we'd go seven, mostly three and five. And so you're scrimmaging, but it's very structured. Every possession counts. And again, you know, winners or losers would have to run. There was usually some punishment. And we just really got a lot out of it. That was one that I really liked because, again, it was game-like. And it gave us a chance. If we saw something, we knew we were stopping so we could teach. But I want to go back to what you both said about too much talking. That was a valuable lesson that I had to learn. The worst thing that you can do as a coach is to stop the flow of practice for some long diatribe. The players hate it. They don't listen. They tune you out. Being able to have your information succinct, using specific phrases and terminology that your players understand, that's relative to the culture of your program, has huge impact in your ability to be successful, especially for high school coaches and small college coaches. And I think that's just a great, great point. I'm so glad you brought it up, Coach Butter and Coach Furtado. That is, use your words wisely and don't stop the flow of practice because you got something empowering, you know, to say. Pull somebody over and tell them while they're practicing. And when you only got 2 hours, you waste that time. That's wasted repetition time for your athletes.
I love it. Key verbals, right? I mean, it's key words, not sentences, key words. Hey, before you guys go, I absolutely love that. I think you guys probably have done the same thing. I call 30s and full timeouts in my practice. And the reason why, and I always ask my players, why am I calling a timeout? He goes, oh, to get us ready for the game. Okay. All right. So they know. I mean, so they sprint to the timeout. Their eyes are focused. And you'd be surprised. When we play games, again, our team sprints to the bench. All right. And most teams walk back to the bench. That's a pet peeve. There's no walking in practice. And that's the Gene Durden thing I learned a long time ago. We sprint, sprint, sprint. We never show any weakness, because when you walk, that's a big time weakness. That's fatigue. Awesome. But man, I love the ideas here, coaches. We can go on and on about this, but we gotta cut it short. But thank you for your wisdom today. You guys gave some great pointers for all you coaches. Make sure you reach out to us if you have any questions, and we'd be glad to share with you any drills. So thank you so much. Great job, guys.
Thanks, buddy.
Thanks, coach.
Coaches, the Gun 12K by Shootaway is the most advanced shooting machine in the world. Complete with a fully interactive touchscreen with over 200 programmable locations and a 19-inch front display for instant feedback, drill instruction, and much more. The 12K gun features The Floor Is Yours with over 200 programmable locations. You can touch any spot on the floor to shoot from or drag and drop the ball to change a location. Real-time analytics track twos, threes, and free throws within the same workout. Report statistics in real time on the touchscreen and front scoreboard. You also have a touchscreen, allows players to touch the spots where they want to receive the pass and start shooting in a matter of seconds. Makes in a row counter, program shooting workouts that demand so many makes in a row before the gun will move to another area. Made at a spot, require made shots at a spot before going to the next spot. And a speaker system, play music through Bluetooth with your phone. Contact me, Coach Kevin Furtado, at FurtadoK57@gmail.com and use the code CHAMPVISION1 and I will give you a special discount on a machine, or text me at 478-461-4403 and use the same code.
Do you want to be a better coach? Georgia Southern University can help. We offer a fully online master's in kinesiology created by coaches for working coaches. Our full-time faculty combines for over 100 years of coaching experience. Georgia Southern's program is nationally accredited, so you know you are getting quality. We pioneered fully online programs over a decade ago and have had students from 27 states and multiple countries. No matter where you are in the world, Georgia Southern University can help. There is no GRE requirement, and it only takes 14 months to complete. You start classes in May and finish the following July. We have coaches just starting out to veteran coaches of over 30-plus years. So no matter where you are in your coaching journey, Georgia Southern can help. Follow us at GS Coach Ed or look us up. And Georgia Southern can help you be a better coach fully online.